Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacina with this morning's top local stories. It could be scary along the Great Lakes today. Waves up to 26 feet high. Here's more with WWJ's Beth Fisher.
Waves could reach 26 feet along Lake Superior, according to the National Weather Service, with gale force winds of 39 to 54 miles per hour. On Lake Huron, the biggest waves are expected to reach 11 to 16 feet, with a gale warning going into effect at 2 this afternoon, lasting until 4 tomorrow morning. Moving to Lake Michigan, the National Weather Service says winds may reach 50 miles an hour with waves of 8 to 14 feet. The gale warning there lasts until 1 on Wednesday. Strong waves last week washed away 20 feet of dunes on some areas of Lake Michigan, putting some homes at risk.
A suspect in a fatal shooting at a Roseville bar is scheduled to be arraigned today. Here's WWJ's Michael Cohen.
Roberta, police say it happened around 12:45 Sunday morning at Dooley's Tavern on Gratiot near 14 Mile. Witnesses say the 21-year-old Clinton Township man got into an argument with the victim in the bathroom. Things escalated into a physical altercation, and the suspect allegedly shot and killed the 37-year-old man from Harrison Township. When officers arrived, the suspect was being held at gunpoint by a bar patron, and he was taken into custody. The identities of both men involved in the incident have not been released.
Meantime, a 29-year-old Orion Township man is accused of killing his mother and stabbing his uncle. Here's WWJ's Tom Jordan.
A 29-year-old Orion Township man is under arrest for allegedly strangling his mother to death and stabbing his uncle. Deputies responded to a home on Roar Road near the area of Baldwin and Morgan Roads just after midnight on Sunday. Officials say the suspect attacked his 59-year-old mother, then retrieved a knife from the kitchen, returned to confront his uncle, who was then stabbed in the shoulder. The suspect's mother was taken to the hospital, where she later died. This investigation continues.
In Macomb County, there's a problem with pigeons. Here's WWJ's Charlie Langton.
The city of Sterling Heights has passed an ordinance banning pigeons, but who cares? The large Chaldean population does.
The Chaldeans from the old country like to race pigeons, and they race them all over the place. In fact, one of these pigeons fetched about $1 million in China.
Wow. That's attorney Greg Rule, who is defending criminal charges against a Chaldean resident who wants to have pigeons. But aren't pigeons dirty?
No, they're really not. I thought so, too. Actually, I went out to one of these coops. You should see it. It's cleaner than my house.
I see. Attorney Rule is challenging Sterling Heights on the grounds that his clients have a constitutional right to enjoy their pets.
I mean, this is like a pigeon religion cult almost.
A judge will hold a hearing on Tuesday.
Some bosses are offering new benefits involving travel and entertainment and even an emergency fund. Here's WWJ business editor Murray Feldman.
A new question to ask the next time you go in for a job interview. Do you have a financial wellness program? The answer could be yes. More companies are now offering financial education and more, helping workers set up direct deposits so they can build an emergency fund. Many are offering to help them cut the cost of their vacations, providing discounts on travel and entertainment, and some of them are hosting programs to help workers get out of debt. It's all designed to help workers feel better on the job and maybe attract good, talented workers as the labor shortage continues.
The Lions get drilled by the Minnesota Vikings 42-30 yesterday at Ford Field. Here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
When something seems to be fixed, something else falls apart. Last week, the defense played well, the offense didn't. This week, the offense played well, the defense didn't. The biggest problem, Roberta, they can't stop the run. Dalvin Cook was able to carve them up with the Vikings running game, and that allowed Kirk Cousins to use play-action passes, and it also allowed Stephon Diggs to really have a good game against the Lions secondary. So Matt Patricia's got to go back to work, because that team right now is really struggling at 2-3-1.
A DNA test leads to an emotional family reunion at Detroit Metro Airport. Here's Wendy Gillette with the story.
It was a reunion 75 years in the making. Two sisters cried as they met for the first time this past week at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Suzanne Bakeland was given up for adoption. Jackie Murphy was raised by their birth mother. Suzanne didn't know she was adopted and found out through a DNA test about the relatives she never knew she had. Jackie spoke about their late mother.
I know. She's looking down saying this journey is over with. My daughters are together.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Giacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.